the 4Bs Vectis Radio Training School, supported by the Isle of Wight Foundation, focusing on combining the skills of Island Road staff together with financial assistance to help community schemes and projects here on the Isle of Wight.
Greetings, dear listener. My name is Alex Freeman. I am a keeper of all things exotic, geckos to tegus, from spiders to scorpions, from fish to frogs. If you can think of something that crawls, hops, slithers or swims, you can bet your last penny that I've got it. So step right up to my exotic emporium.
Hello everyone, I'm Alex Freeman and welcome back to my exotic emporium. Today we're going to cover the royal python in a care guide this time. In the previous podcast, we covered royal pythons in the wild, so now it's time to take a look at their captive cousins. First off is housing. Royal pythons require a wooden vivarium as their enclosure. This is because wood is an excellent insulator of heat, and so a wooden vivarium will make it easier to control the crucial temperatures required inside the habitat. Other enclosures, such as glass terrariums, are far too efficient at releasing heat. The wooden vivarium should have good ventilation to allow airflow in and out of the enclosure. The royal python's vivarium should be at least 4 feet by 2 feet by 2 feet. There are two main reasons for this. Firstly, royal pythons are not small reptiles and can easily grow to 5 feet in length. They require a proportionate amount of space to live happily. Secondly, the vivarium needs to have a sufficient length to allow for the creation of a temperature gradient. The enclosure needs to be warm at one end, but have enough distance for the temperature to drop at the cool end. Next up is heating. Royal pythons require a warm basking area, but a near constant air temperature. A basking area of 88 degrees Fahrenheit and a cool end of around 85 degrees Fahrenheit is created using a ceramic heat emitter. These radiate heat, but produce no light. This bulb should be protected with a bulb guard and controlled by a good quality thermostat. This temperature can remain constant day and night, so there is no need to turn off your heating equipment. Temperatures should be monitored daily using a thermometer. To light the enclosure, you could use LED bulbs. These can be on for 10 to 12 hours per day. It should be turned off at night to ensure the snake gets a good day-night cycle. Next up is decoration. Royal pythons should always be kept on a dry substrate, so not to increase the humidity inside the vivarium. Whilst any loose substrate has the potential to be accidentally swallowed, I've found this to not be a problem with coarse beech wood chips. It is also very easy to clean. Whilst royal pythons are not an arboreal snake, they do like to climb on top of things to survey their surroundings. The vivarium should be decorated with various pieces of wood to enable them to do so. The royal python vivarium can be decorated with artificial plants for a more natural look. A hiding spot at each end of the enclosure will allow the snake to move freely and thermoregulate without feeling insecure. You can do a bioactive approach to the royal python vivarium, however it can be a struggle with heavy-bodied snakes, such as pythons, as they can easily crush the plants, and so you may find yourself in a cycle of replanting constantly. So it can definitely be done in a bioactive enclosure, and I would definitely recommend doing so. But it can be costly and it can be risky in the fact that your plants may not survive for very long. Next up is diet and water. As hatchlings, royal pythons should be fed weekly on defrosted pinky mice. As the snake grows, the food size should be increased until the snake is taking either extra large mice or small rats. Adult royal pythons can be fed once every 2 weeks, as they can become overweight if fed weekly. A water bowl large enough for the snake to get into should be provided on the cool end of the enclosure. It is also worth noting that you may notice your royal python go on hunger strikes. This most likely won't be anything to be afraid of. You might just have to wait it out. But there are methods of getting your royal python to eat. And that just about wraps up today's podcast. Join me next time as we go over another animal in the wild. This time, an animal that I have covered before in the podcast, the bearded dragon. Join me next time for that one. Thanks for visiting my exotic emporium, and have a fantastic day.